Good morning. It's the 14th of January. Our middle reading today is Psalm 31. I'm going to read to you from Brother Dudley Fifield's book, The Praises of Israel. I read, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness." The idea of shame in such contexts as this arises from a concept of misplaced trust. Those who put their faith in God will not be disappointed. Their hope will not be confounded. They will never know the shame of exposure as men who have trusted in something that is vain and empty. David's plea is that God would be his strong rock, a house of defence. The first phrase indicates a rock that is unmovable, embedded, as it were, into the very fabric of the mountain. The RV margin renders the next phrase house of fortresses. In other words, David beseeches God to be his place of refuge and security. For, he continues, "Thou art my rock and my fortress." It was a prayer for God to manifest himself as that which David believed him to be, his rock and his stronghold. And in this confidence, he pleaded with God to show himself once more as a defence and a fortress. For his name's sake, God will do these things. He will show himself to be everything that he has declared concerning himself. The words, "lead me and guide me," imply gentleness and are a reference to the figure of the shepherd caring for the flock. His enemies were like hunters, laying traps for him into which they hoped he might fall unsuspectingly. But he knew that God would pull him out of their net, for he was his stronghold. "Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth." These words are, beyond doubt, the focal point around which all other thoughts in this opening section revolve. David was committing his life into God's keeping. The breath of life was given and sustained by God. In faith, David gladly placed himself in God's hands, for, once again, he knew by past experience that God would deliver him. "Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, thou God of truth," as it says in the RV, is a reference initially to God's work of deliverance on so many occasions in David's life. Note also that the words "God of truth" in this context are not just emphasising the truth of God's words as opposed to error, but show that because God's words are true and have inherent within them the power to perform, he can be trusted implicitly. He is the faithful God. The words, however, go far beyond David's experiences, and the Spirit of Christ in the Psalms emerges powerfully at this point, for these are the words quoted by the Lord Jesus in his dying breath, the last words spoken by him in his mortal life. "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." And having said this, he gave up the spirit, as we read in Luke 23. So the Lord Jesus knew that before him there was the cross and the coldness of the tomb. In his death he would be as still and unknowing as any man. He would be completely in the hand of God, totally dependent on his faithfulness to raise him up on the third day. And through that trust in his Father's faithfulness, we have not just an example, but the means of our salvation. Thank you for listening.